Mark Nelson, the executive director of Hebrew Valley Railroad, was before the Wasatch County Council earlier this month asking that they consider one more alternative for the site of the former county fairgrounds on which a new aquatic center is also proposed to be built. Nelson thinks the county needs to look long-term at developing that property. He thinks future development there should benefit Wasatch County tourism and consider a different site for an aquatic center which would mainly serve locals. He thinks it makes more sense that any development on that former fairgrounds property should complement the railroad and the Wasatch Community Event Center on which the train depot backs up to.
Strategically thinking, both the Wasatch County Event Center and the Heber Valley Railroad, which are both very significant financial investments and are kind of iconic and key to the tourism dollars in the valley, that both of those rely for their financial success on visitors from outside the county, and that a better strategic idea might be to put that aquatic center and those ball fields some other place and focus that contiguous piece of land on another development, i.e., potentially kind of a village atmosphere with perhaps a museum, perhaps a reception center, some restaurants, and other kinds of things that out-of-county tourists would be interested in.
The railroad, he says, doesn't have the money to make those improvements, but he thinks the county should at least consider it.
Strategically thinking, both the Wasatch County Event Center and the Heber Valley Railroad, which are both very significant financial investments and are kind of iconic and key to the tourism dollars in the valley, that both of those rely for their financial success on visitors from outside the county, and that a better strategic idea might be to put that aquatic center and those ball fields some other place and focus that contiguous piece of land on another development, i.e., potentially kind of a village atmosphere with perhaps a museum, perhaps a reception center, some restaurants, and other kinds of things that out-of-county tourists would be interested in.
Currently under discussion is whether a new $25 million bond should be floated to build new fields and an aquatic center in this location. Nelson thinks there needs to be a discussion first about what would serve the community best in the long run.
I just kind of threw this idea into the mix along with that debate and discussion. And I think the attitude of the county council is that they are seeking input from citizens and interested parties about the aquatic center specifically and the development of that land generally.
Even though the Wasatch County Council next month is scheduled to take a vote on whether to put that question to bond on November's ballot, he doesn't think he's joined the discussion too late.
My feeling is that I'm not too late, according to the feedback that I've gotten from county council members and others, is that there are many parties and people in the community who feel like this is such an important decision that it should be delayed until next year and not put on the ballot this fall, while other considerations, like perhaps the one I suggested, can have time to be considered.
In the meantime, he's meeting with the Utah County Commission to see what development opportunities are available at Vivian Park, which is the end of the line and turnaround for the railroad.
My feeling is that I'm not too late, according to the feedback that I've gotten from county council members and others, is that there are many parties and people in the community who feel like this is such an important decision that it should be delayed until next year and not put on the ballot this fall, while other considerations, like perhaps the one I suggested, can have time to be considered.
Mark Nelson estimates that could cost $200,000 to $300,000 to build a steel building to house the train and some equipment. While Utah County commissioners expressed a lot of interest in the project, he says they didn't open up the checkbook. He says he'll be preparing a more specific proposal in the near future. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.